Okay, for clicks, calls, and conversions, we're going to talk about trust today. And specifically, how do you get a customer to trust you at each point of that process? Now, let's start out first by emphasizing how important trust is, because the reality is, it's worth a lot more than the money that they're paying. You will spend a lot more money when somebody doesn't live up to the expectations, when somebody doesn't live up to the trust that you've given them, it will cost you more money. And so there's a level of insurance involved in it. There's a level of expectation. There's a level of understanding that when I give my trust to somebody else or expect them to follow through and trust them to follow through with whatever it is that they're saying, I need to know that they've got my back. I need to know that there's a plan A, B, and C. In other words, plan A is they execute, they do exactly what they say, and everything works the way that it should. But if it doesn't, can I trust them enough that they're going to do what they said they would do and go to plan B, which means that they're going to put more effort in, more work in, more programming in, whatever it is in order to get that done. And plan C means if plan A and B fail, they're going to bend over backwards to fight for my business and not just give up and walk away and leave me stuck holding the bag. Now, of course, there's a lot of things you can do to protect yourself legally and otherwise so that some of that trust doesn't need to be there. And when we talk about trust, there's a lot of ways to approach this. I mean, look, I'm all for trust, but at the same time, there's that verify, trust and verify, make sure that you follow through. I'm not a fan of people constantly talking about not micromanaging, because to be perfectly honest with you, I've seen very little true micromanagement. I see micromanagement used as an excuse to say, you're following up on me, you don't trust me, you don't think I'm doing everything that I should be doing. My answer to that would be, I'm expecting you to do what you said you were gonna do, so show me that you're doing it. And that, of course, doesn't mean every day. I mean, again, when it comes to micromanagement, I personally haven't seen clients that do that. I haven't seen us do that. I haven't seen it to the level that micromanagement actually means, where somebody can't function at all because they have to verify every single second and there's nothing they can do and they're petrified. I just don't see that anymore, especially with so many people working from home. So this concept is overused as an excuse by people to not be managed. Now, what does that have to do with trust? Well, the concept of trust is, I'm trusting you to get this job done. I'm trusting you to work. I'm trusting you as a vendor to take care of me. Okay. That doesn't mean that I'm not going to get follow-up reports, data to back up what you're doing, constant reminders about what's happening. That verifies trust. So it, you know, again, I'm just not a fan. I could, should, will do a whole podcast on just the whole micromanagement concept, because I've heard this now. I started this company 21 years ago, and specifically through the calls and the clicks, the calls, and the conversions process. And I have heard the micromanagement thing. I can't say that I've personally been accused of any of that, but I have heard it come up from time to time with customers and others. And it's kind of this phrase that we just throw around. And the reality is, do you really understand what micromanagement is? And again, why am I bringing that up with trust? Because I can sit back and say, go do the work. I trust you as a customer with a vendor. But look, nobody loves your baby as much as you love your baby. They're going to do their part. They're going to be a business. And rare is the company that just gets out there and just, I'm gonna do a better job than you. It happens. And I hope you're the one that makes that commitment to do that for your customer. But it's rare. So typically it's important that you have a feedback loop in place so that you can get constant interaction on how you're doing with that specific task, or that specific result that you're trusting them to do. Now, again, I'm talking about you being the one that gains the customer's trust, but the reality is, this is how you do it, is you give them constant feel good feedback. It needs to be that they know all along the way what's happening. It's the waiter, the server, who never has to be reminded to fill your glass. This is the basic thing, right? Do you ever need to say, hey, can you come over here? Are they checking enough in the way that you respect to make sure that everything is done? and that you don't need to ask them for that glass to be filled. And in order to do that, they're constantly checking, checking, checking. Now, this is called the temperature check. And it's an important part of building trust, is that you are constantly aware of how they're doing. Now, I just had the opportunity in Europe to get brick oven baked bread, the same way that it was done 1,000 years ago. Oh, it's so good. I just absolutely love it. And you know, it's worth all €7 for that big loaf of warm baked bread. But how did they check the temperature of their oven and of the bread and of the whole process 1,000 years ago to understand exactly what temperature that bread needed to be baked at? And they did it by sticking their arm in the oven. The temperature check is checking the temperature. And this is my visual reminder. You know, I think when I was a young boy, my father was in the military and we lived in Germany, and I would go to these old villages where they would be all dressed up in their time period clothing, and you'd walk around and they would serve you this bread from this brick oven. And what I learned then at a very young age was that the way you did it was to stick your arm in. And based on how long you could keep your arm in without it being unbearable, the seconds that they would count, they'd go, oh, it's ready for the bread now. And of course, a brick oven is where you fire it up and you heat the bricks with the fire. Then you move the fire to the backside or remove it altogether, because now the bricks actually have that heat radiating all around, so you can get that even cook. And then you put the bread in, slide it in, and it's going to cook. And you know exactly how long it's going to cook based on the temperature. And so obviously, if it's too hot, it's going to burn the outside and not get the middle. If it's not hot enough, you're going to end up not cooking the bread completely. And so you want to get it to the right, shut the door, leave it there for that time, and then pull it out at the right time. In order to get that temperature right, they would do a constant temperature check by putting their arm in, pulling it out, closing the door, coming back later, putting their arm in, closing it. This is a temperature check. It is me understanding my customer. I cannot build trust if I do not understand my customer. I cannot let them understand that they will not trust me if I don't understand them. Now, that's only one step, of course. I need to do the things to gain the trust, but I can't. The first step is they've got to like you. They wouldn't even be talking to you if you don't like you. That's the hook. That's how you start the process. It's like, hey, this is somebody I might like. And of course, if it's face-to-face, it's eye contact, it's curiosity, it's leaning in, it's arms out, it's smile, It's them being able to look and go, that's somebody I could work with. That's the first step. You could ruin that pretty quickly by opening your mouth, right? But then the next steps are, do I understand them? And that's the temperature check. Does that sound right to you? Those are the trial closes that would be in that process, whether it's over the phone or whether it's face-to-face. It's that trial close where you're like, am I on the right track? Does that sound right to you? Does that make sense? What are your thoughts on that? An open-ended question is still a trial close. And they're like, yep, yeah, this is it. So I'm getting positive feedback along the way. Now, if they're a customer, I'm doing the same thing. Is this what you were looking for? Does that make sense? It's constantly being able to reach in, stick my arm in. What's the temperature? Ah, I'm almost there. The bread's almost, you know, it's almost the right temperature to bake my bread. And then I pull my arm out, close the door, let it simmer for a while, let the customer do their thing. And then I'm, hey, how are we doing? And so if I've made a commitment at the beginning of the sales process, even from the first click, if I've made a commitment, I want to verify, constant understanding. I want to make sure that we're on the same page. I want to verify the expectations. I want to verify what they're trusting me to do. Trust and verify constantly. And I'm the actual vendor doing that. It's not, I shouldn't have any issue if the customer does, but I want to pour the water in their glass so it's full before they ask. So I want to be the one verifying so they don't have to. And then that just puts them at ease. They sit back, they go, I'm with one of those companies now. I'm with one of those vendors now that just does it right. And what's right? That they take control, they take charge, they take responsibility for verifying what the expectations that you and they set together, which builds the trust. Who do people buy from? People they like. Who do people buy from? People they trust. Which one comes first? I've just outlined it here. They gotta like you first. They gotta trust you. And then you get the growth and the ongoing. Now, trust is throughout the entire process. You got to get it in the phone call at the beginning by doing the principles we just talked about. But then once they're a customer, you go even further than that. You make sure that by doing that process over years, they go, this one's solid. This is the place to be. These are the guys that, it's worth every penny because I don't have to think about it, because it's over, because they just solve it, because I trust them. And when you get them to say that, when you get them to say, I trust them, you're done. You've won. You've hit the nail on the head. And that is the goal constantly. You know, if you're the manager and you've got your sales team, or you're the head of customer support and you've got your team of customer advocates there, are you sitting down and making sure that they know, period, your goal is to gain trust? I want reviews from customers that are saying, I really trust Sally, because Sally represents the company. So then they're saying, I really trust this company. Is that the goal? Or is the goal to close the deal, get them the product, and move on? And I would tell you, repeat customers, referrals, happy customers that don't waste your time complaining, it all comes from this. It all comes from you gaining that trust by completely understanding them, by doing your temperature checks, by going back to them and giving them constant feedback on how you're doing towards those specific goals and verifying that that's going to work for them before they ask, before they even think to ask. And then they can start to relax, let go, step back and say, I'm with one of those companies now. That's the principle of trust that you want to make sure you set as a goal with your team, from that click to the call to the conversion and beyond.